For any size donation before December 1st, we'll send you my 2022 Advent Devotional Booklet. Make a secure online gift at thewordendures.org or make your check payable to The Word Endures and send it to Box 616, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And we'll send you my new Advent Devotional Booklet.
The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is brought to you in part by the Lutheran Heritage Foundation. LHF is a recognized service organization of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, dedicated to translating and publishing the books of our Lutheran faith into more than 100 languages for our Christian brothers and sisters around the world. Learn how you can take part in their work at lhfmissions.org. Welcome to The Word of the Lord Endures Forever with Pastor Will Wheaton.
Zechariah is not deaf. He's mute. He can hear just fine. He just can't talk. Yet, so very often these afflictions run together in human experience that they simply assume that the man who cannot speak cannot hear them either.
The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a daily verse-by-verse Bible study with the church, past and present. Pastor Wheaton is leading us in a study of the Gospel of St. Luke.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Greetings, people loved by God. I'm sure you recall that our last study was the Magnificat, the great hymn of the Virgin Mary that showed how steeped she was in the songs of the Old Testament. Remember how it echoed both Hannah's hymn in 1 Samuel 2 and also Psalm 34. Mary starts out magnifying the Lord and rejoicing in God her Savior, and all because he regarded her in his kindness, and with such a regard that henceforth all generations are going to call her blessed, and indeed they have. She exalts in the Mighty One who has done great things for her, the Holy One who has shown his mercy on those who fear him in every generation, scattering the proud in heart, think the demons, and exalting the lowly, think us poor sinners, and even seating us on thrones. All this is the fulfillment of his great mercy promised to Israel from the days of Abraham onward. For it is the gift into human flesh of the seed who will bring blessing to every family of the earth. Lastly, remember my speculation that Mary actually stayed through the events we're about to read before heading back home. The continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter, beginning at the 57th verse. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. And her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. And on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child. And they would have called him Zechariah after his father, but his mother answered, "No, he shall be called John." And they said to her, "None of your relatives is called by this name." And they made signs to his father, inquiring what he wanted him to be called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they all wondered. And immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, blessing God. And fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these things were talked about through all the hill country of Judea. And all who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, "What then will this child be?" For the hand of the Lord was with him. Luke 1, verses 57 to 66. Let us pray. Almighty God, through John the Baptist, the forerunner of Christ, you once proclaimed salvation. Now grant that we may know this salvation and serve you in holiness and righteousness all the days of our life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Well, are you ready to work through the reading? Let's get to it. Verse 57. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. Now the time came. Elizabeth began her travail, and exactly as the angel Gabriel had promised her, she gave birth to a son. You can well imagine how she and Zechariah looked in awe upon this little one that came so very late in their lives. And I'll just bet that Zechariah's burden of silence made him want to explode. There was so much he wanted to say, but still he could utter no words from his lips. Not yet, but soon. In the Synaxis of John the Baptist, the Eastern Church cries out to this day, "Child of a barren mother, O most venerable John, you were the spiritual dawn announcing the Son who shone forth from the Virgin, and you have proclaimed the Lamb who in his love for mankind takes away the sin of the world." Verse 58, "And her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her." You can imagine how quickly the word spread throughout the hill country. "Elizabeth has born a son!" The great mercy shown her by the Lord would not only be that she had so unexpectedly and miraculously conceived in her old age, but also that she'd made it through the labor alive, and now she had a little son to nurse. Labor is no small feat for a woman in the prime, of course, and for an old woman, how much more. And so the whole neighborhood rejoiced at the very thought that now old Zechariah and Elizabeth would have the joy of a child of their own. It brought a smile to everyone who heard the news. Verse 59. "And on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him Zechariah after his father," verse 60, "but his mother answered, 'No, he shall be called John.'" The eighth day is the traditional day of circumcision from the days of the covenant with Abraham. Remember Genesis 17? "This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your offspring after you. Every male among you shall be circumcised. You shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskins, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you. He who is 8 days old among you shall be circumcised. Every male throughout your generations, whether born in your house or bought with your money from any foreigner who is not of your offspring, both he who is born in your house and he who is bought with your money shall surely be circumcised. So shall my covenant be in your flesh, an everlasting covenant. Any uncircumcised male who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant." And it had become among the Jews also the day when a child was officially given its name. The neighbors were all ready to name this little one after his father when St. Elizabeth put her foot down. "Nope, he shall be called John," which was the name, of course, that Gabriel had revealed to Zechariah in the temple. Verse 61, "And they said to her, 'None of your relatives is called by this name.'" Verse 62, "And they made signs to his father, inquiring what he wanted him to be called." Their consternation and irritation is clear. They think the mom doesn't know what she's talking about. They dismiss her insistence with, "That's not a family name." So they turn to the father, where clearly the final decision rested. Now, I never noticed until my friend Dr. Kevin Armbrist pointed it out to me how very odd their behavior is. Zechariah is not deaf. He's mute. He can hear just fine. He just can't talk. Yet, so very often these afflictions run together in human experience that they simply assume that the man who cannot speak cannot hear them either. Hence, they make their signs, confident that the mother has this one wrong. Well, you can imagine their shock, verse 63. "And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, 'His name is John.' And they all wondered." "He asked for a writing tablet" was probably a finger wiggling at it, gesturing for them to hand it over. I imagine he'd use his writing tablet quite a bit in those silent 9 months. This might well have been the last time for a while. "His name is John." See the perplexed looks running from face to face. Maybe, though, it was when he put the pen down that it happened. The nine-month dam broke and outpoured a stream of praise. Verse 64. "And immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, blessing God." Now, I think it is best to hear "blessing God" here as the content of the Benedictus, which we'll get to next time. For right now, Luke is just cueing you in to what happened before he gets to what the old man said. You might remember that the angel had told Zechariah that he would not be able to speak until what his words surely foretold, had come to pass. And those words promised not merely the birth of a son, but also that the son would be named John. So it's not till the naming that Zechariah's lips are at long last opened. Then the words of the angel had their fulfillment, and surely Zechariah realizes this. Verse 65, and fear came on all their neighbors, and all these things were talked about through all the hill country of Judea. And all who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, what then will this child be? For the hand of the Lord was with him. When the old man finally begins to speak, the people realize they're witnessing the tail end of a miracle. And so they're seized with fear. Not the unwholesome, evil kind of fear, but the good and godly kind. They realize that they've just witnessed something of the God of Israel's great acts. As the people disperse after the circumcision party, they carry the word up and down the Judean hills, and everyone who hears these things receives them in faith. They laid them up in their hearts. They don't know what it all portends, but they realize that it surely is a sign of something unusual, and they got to see the tiniest part of it in Zechariah speaking after long silence and in the little child named John, which means Yahweh is gracious. The Venerable Bede doesn't let the meaning of the name slip past without comment. He wrote in 8th century England, John means the grace of God, or in whom there is grace. By this name are expressed the entire extent of the gospel dispensation, which he was to proclaim, and especially the Lord himself, through whom this grace was to be granted to the world. Right there's where we're going to hit our pause button today. Next up, we turn to what I believe are the very words that Zechariah spoke when the dam first broke, the words that we call Benedictus, after their first word in the Latin. They're a prophecy, rather like the Magnificat. Like Mary's Magnificat, Zechariah's Benedictus has lived on in the mouth of every generation of Christians. This canticle forms an integral part of the church's morning prayer office, sometimes called Matins or Lauds. At the dawn of each new day, the church remembers how the birth of John the Baptist once, like the very first light of dawn, began to brighten our world, and this right before the appearing of the Son of Righteousness himself, Jesus. What I find particularly interesting is that Zechariah's song, maybe quite curiously, is not mostly about his son John. Oh, John's not ignored, but clearly, the birth of his son is not what has the old man freaking out. Now, especially if Mary stayed through the event, his words make even more sense. Can you see him glancing repeatedly in her direction as he sings about God visiting and redeeming his people and raising up that mighty horn of the house of David, long promised by the prophets, who would bring salvation from their enemies by keeping the oath promised ages ago to Abraham, so that we might be able to serve him without fear all the days of our life. You see, my friends, the lion's share of Benedictus is about Jesus, as I hope to make clear when we take up the first half of Zechariah's hymn, verse by verse, next time. Till then, people loved by God, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Thanks for listening to The Word of the Lord Endures Forever with Pastor Will Wheaton. The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a listener-supported program. You can donate by check, make your check payable to The Word Endures, and send it to Box 616, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at thewordendures.org. The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.